Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Our guest tonight is Ms. Christine Houston. Hello. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. What about you?
I'm okay. Doing okay.
I am honored to be on your show tonight. And I want to thank you for inviting me.
You're more than welcome. You are more than welcome. So you're writing a book. Before we talk about your career in television and theater, I'd like to talk about your novel. The title
okay.
of your novel is Laughing Through the Tears. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you tell me and the listening audience what this book is about and why did you choose this title?
The book is about taking care of someone that you love very dearly who has been diagnosed with an incurable disease, Alzheimer's or dementia, which my husband of 45 years when we had been married 35 years, was diagnosed with it. And I wrote the novel to take other people on a journey with me. It's based on my story, so that they will understand what dementia is and how to get through it and how to detect the early warning signs. The title was chosen because I was so depressed and really exasperated over the fact that I was in denial and I didn't know how to handle this. And my son, I have three sons, my middle son, came to me one day when I was really, really having a hard time. And he says, Mom, you're going to have to laugh about the things that Dad does. I said, how can I laugh at these things when I really want to cry? And he said, you're going to have to do them both. I said, what? He said, you're going to have to laugh through your tears. And that gave me an idea while I was documenting the things that I was going through. I needed a title for what I was planning to write about. And it came back to me what he had said, that I would have to laugh through the tears. And as soon as I learned how to do that, it really became a little bit easier for me to cope with.
So when was it that you really knew something was wrong with your husband? And is there a connection between the two slippers on the cover and the revelation of his illness?
Well, my husband and I had a wonderful relationship. We had traveled a lot together, and I was becoming very successful in my career and what I was doing, and we would take vacations together. he always liked to joke around. And I thought that the things that he was doing was just a part, another part, another stage of his joke. And he was 15 years older than me, and we really had a rapport. But we went on a trip to Vegas, and the strippers on the front of the book are significant to the first sign of the dementia, which I didn't see as the first sign. In fact, okay. I pushed it so far back in my mind till I didn't even agree or commit that it had happened. But he had left his shoes beside an elevator in Vegas, and when I saw them, I thought they were his, but I said, no, they can't be his. Anybody can have shoes like that. But when I got down to the bottom floor and saw him naked in the lobby with only a towel wrapped around him and realized they were his shoes, that is why I put it on the front cover of the book, because you would have to read in the book to get the significance of the shoe.
Okay. All right. What do you advise other family members attempting alone when can with a loved one with dementia? And at what point should they seek outside intervention or maybe consider assisted living or nursing home services?
Well, if they're not like me, and the reason why I wrote the book is so that others would see the early warning signs, and it will take a strong commitment. It will take deep love and affection for your loved one. A spiritual background is very necessary. And I prayed a lot, and I tried to keep him at home. If you can possibly at all, keep your loved one at home. But everyone can't do that. So you have to find a place that really, really is sincere and caring about your loved one, where you would place them. You would place them where you felt secure enough to know that they were going to get good, loving care. Not exactly like what you would give, but care, and you would definitely need to visit them quite often.
Okay. Is it often said that writing about your pain is a relief? It's often, yeah. And how has this novel been a relief for you? And would you recommend writing or journaling about your experience while going through the Alzheimer's experience as a relief?
I think it's very therapeutic to write it, to keep a journal, to write down the things that happen and how you actually feel about them while you're going through it. It really gives you a chance to look at it and step outside of it and really be able to deal with it. Because usually when you're going through it, it's not easy, but I tried to show that it was not all gloom and doom, and that there are occasions when they do things that you truly can laugh about. One thing I found out is they fight aggression with aggression. If you're angry and you fuss at them for certain things that they do out of the normal, then they're going to be aggressive and fight back at you, not even realizing that they're doing anything out of the normal. They really think that everything is okay, because dementia and Alzheimer's is a disease of the brain. And if you think about it, if the brain is not functioning correctly, then they're not going to function correctly, and they're not going to even realize that they're not functioning correctly. So I would advise anyone who's going through that to think about giving them the type of care that only a person with a lot of love in their heart can give them.
Okay. What would you advise for when you go into a nursing home to check on the level of care that your husband, that a relative or parent is receiving? And also for those who have loved ones suffering from dementia, what type of nursing home should they be looking for?
Well, they should be looking for one. First of all, they should meet the administration, whoever's in charge. Find out what kind of temperament that person has. Then look around at the cleanliness and the type of people they hire to take care of the residents. And if you go every day, well, at least before you put them there, you got to know what kind of facility is there, what kind of care they're going to give you. Ask questions. Go on a tour so you can see how the other residents live. And then once you have made your choice, you just have to be present often. You have to let the people who are caring for your loved one know that you care in order for them to care. Because I guarantee you, most places that you put a loved one, if they don't show signs of love and attention, then the facility, the people within the facility are definitely not going to show the kind of love and care that that person needs.
Okay. All right. Is there one main point that you like your readers to walk away with after reading Laughing Through the Tears?
The main point that I would love to them to walk away with is that if you really care for the person that has been diagnosed with that disease, make up in your mind that you love them enough to go all the way and that you keep in mind God loves you and all the people of within his ear, his hearing, and that God brought you here and he's not going to leave you. He knows that you're going through circumstances, and he promised, according to his word, that he would be there with you. Those who do not have a strong spiritual foundation, and there are people who don't, still have to know that the love you have in your heart for that person has to come through when that person is afflicted with such a disease. It's just imperative that you remember that this person is still in that body, still the person that you love, and you must still love them and communicate with them as best you can, and always, always seek professional help. That's what I didn't do. I was in denial, and I thought I could do it all by myself, and God sent me help. But I still needed to be aware that the help that I was sent was very effective with me and
my family. Miss Christine,
yeah.
There's something wrong with my computer. The time is running out. I'm going to have to disconnect the phone and have you call back in, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.